spooky session has begun. This is the reading for Thursday, April 11th. I'm doing it different today. This is the first Thursday since I got the deck that I'm not using any means necessary. Today I'm using Cosmic Vibrations. And I'll explain why in a moment. Or tomorrow, rather. Let's get started. The theme card today is The Fool. It's a card of freedom, innocence, idealism, and a sense of adventure. The tool card is the inverted Seven of Wands, which is to surrender or lacking confidence, yielding, kind of giving up in a way, in a different way. But the obstacle is the inverted King of Pentacles. This is a card of greed, materialism, and wastefulness. The advice card is the Six of Pentacles, the message here being creating strong bonds with similar-minded people around you. The sixth instinct is the physical empath. This is the ability to feel the pain of others or to match differing energy levels of other people that are nearby. The moon phase, waxing crescent, as it has and will be till the end of the week. It's building momentum as we put our intentions into motion. The stone today, I am not supposed to tell you about that until it comes up. All right, let's put this whole thing together. So it's a nice theme today. The Fool card is a good one. It's a blank slate, fresh beginnings. It's a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, idealistic person setting out into the world. What I thought of immediately was like a fresh college graduate. They're just ready to take on the world. It's fantastic. Like, yeah, keep that enthusiasm. Don't let anyone take it from you. But the tool card for the Fool to be most successful, I think it's difficult because this is not an easy card to frame as a tool. So I think it's a sense of feeling overwhelmed by just how much there is to be done. Now, you're going to have to follow me on this one because it doesn't sound like it's a tool, but I think that this feeling can be useful to not allow ourselves to take too many risks and take on too many projects or efforts or whatever, which was part of the Oracle reading yesterday. Furthermore, the card suggests surrendering or backing down from challenges. Now, the implication of that is typically it's a reminder to not give up after having fought so hard to get to whatever point you're at. But I think in the context of being a tool, I take this to mean pick your battles. Is every fight really worth risking everything you have? Are we fighting for the right reasons? A tactical retreat to regroup and re-engage is not giving up. And I think that it's important to mention that it's not giving up because the obstacle card, it's the worst traits of a king. The worst traits of the king fit the questions the tool card presents. Are you fighting for the right reasons, or are you being vain and proud and not wanting to seem weak? Is this particular fight worth risking everything, or are you trying to appear strong and save face and keep your reputation? I think the advice card is a good way to fight these feelings of pride and vanity that are a facet of the obstacle. Seek out partnerships with people who share your vision and come to them for counsel. The sixth instinct calls on us to be near other people and to match their energies. So if you're around like-minded people who have like an entrepreneurial type of spirit, and you can, I don't want to say leech, but like you can match their energy by being around them, being in the room with a lot of confident, strong people. You know what I mean? So the moon phase continues to be that of building momentum as we act on our plans and manifest our intentions. There you go. The stone today is the tree. I still have not figured out how to pronounce this. Agate? A gate? It's probably a gate. Best uses for this are building...
It's agate.
Agate. God, I was just fucking Samsonite. Way off. So the best uses are building strength. Its best use is building strength. So in the context of the reading, it's best suited for, I think, reversing the feelings that the tool card gives us so that we can feel our strength truly and not feel the need to engage in conflict to find our strength. It's also good for connecting with like-minded people, just as the advice card suggests. Man, agate, fucking way off. God. Agate. Oh, goodness. I need to English better. All right, but yeah, that's it. Wait, not yet. Think of a question for yourselves. Do you want to, when you meet other like-minded people, should you have alcohol or something? And I'll tell you what the result is later. I just picked a question. I don't know. Pick whatever works best for you. That's it. That's it for now.
All right. For today's theme, gosh, my cat, sorry. I pulled the ribbons card. For it lives in the silk of my binding, the knots in my truth, the eye of the coming, the witness swallowed in stillness. So with this card, it is here to remind you that you already know the answer to what you have inquired about. You are connected to your situation in a way that makes it clear that your next step should be. So follow the signs, or in this case, the ribbons, and allow the truth of your query to come to your consciousness. Oh my God, I can't... Consciousness. Wow, I'm off today too. Trust in your ability to see what you need at this moment. It may be very scary or require more of you than you'd hope, but you can move forward with the knowledge that this path is for your greatest good and will lead you to success. Additionally, pulling this card means the signs have been around you for some time, waiting for you to invite them into your awareness. Be especially mindful of any colors, animals, numbers, or feelings that pop up repeatedly, as they are messages from the divine guiding you to the truth of your situation. Yes, I have been seeing a lot of those within these last few weeks, which is crazy. So I also needed this confirmation card, this card for that. For today's blessing, I pulled the primal card. There's no way around but through the very truth that lives within you.
Is that Weasley muting you?
No, it's me. I keep yawning. So this card is here to challenge you to let go of who you think you're supposed to be so you can become who you really are. If you have felt confused, stagnant, or lacking in motivation, or have a general sense you're going nowhere, it may be because you are trying to follow a path that isn't truly meant for you. Consider whether you're living to please others, doing what is expected of you rather than what brings you joy and fulfillment. Alternatively, if you find that you are in alignment with your current goals, consider whether you have been trying to emulate others rather than expressing your true self. You may have similar goals as another person, but you do not have to go about achieving them in the same ways. Trust that who you are is more than enough without having to change your core nature or adapt to fit in. And for today's obstacle card, I pulled the bonfire card. Okay, sorry. It is through remembering that You will wake the ritual of your existence and be reborn in mighty celebration. So this card brings you the gift of remembering the force within you and guides you to act upon the desires within your heart. This is a card of strong, forceful action. And when it comes to your spread, it is a sign that your plans, ideas, or dreams are likely to lead you to success. Like all fires, your dreams must be tended to or the flame will go out. Do not let your flame extinguish, for each time you do it, it will become more challenging to light again. And that is this Thursday.
Thursday, April 11th. If you, excuse me, questions, comments, concerns, 833-LUX-PODS. If you would like your audio cut in, leave a voicemail.
Are you doing your coin flip?
Yeah, I'll save that one to the end. I got a form. If you'd like a personal reading, go to lvxmedia.net/spooky. And you can fill that one out. Check out the deck art. See which one you like. And then, yeah, give me as much info as you can. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you'd like to see how I do all the readings, I think it's a pretty cool little ritual that I do. You can check us out on Patreon, LVXMediaNet there, just as we are everywhere. Now, when you go out and meet these super awesome people who you are going to be a physical empath with, should you consume alcohol? The coin says no. So don't do that.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's just whatever question you want. Like, last week, I went through this whole thing of, should you bake cookies to give to your neighbors? Went through this whole situation of, should you give cookies to your neighbors? No. Should you take them to work? Yes. And then at the end, the last one was, should you send some to me? And then it was a yes, of course. But really, it's just whatever question pops in your mind immediately as a yes or no. Whatever it is that you're thinking of, or like I said, comes to mind, that's what needs an answer. So I say that a lot with readings too. Like if a card presents a solution to an issue or something like that, then whatever situation comes to your mind, the situation that needs an answer, your inquiry, as it would be,
mm-hmm.
that's what it's for. But that's gonna do it for today. We'll see you tomorrow, same Mookie time, same spooky place.